Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Conor Lawler. Welcome back to another week of Movie Mondays. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the week's movie news, entertainment news, and just generally having a bit of a chit-chat about everything to do with film. As always, I am joined, well, I say as always, by my partner in crime, Mr. Sean Meade. Sean, how is it going?
Going very well, Connor. Really, genuinely, no bits. It's good to be here.
We missed you.
I missed the pod. I missed the pod, Connor. I kept talking shite to everyone and no one listened to me in real life.
It's now the same here. What did you say? What a lot of people might not know, I'm going to come clean. There might be a bit of talking here at the start, because I feel like we're out of sync, Sean. Because through the power of editing, it seems like we've been around all last week. But we both had different experiences, because Movie Mondays last week was actually pre-recorded, like, the week before.
The Thursday beforehand, I think,
so
yeah.
I think the last time we talked was, like, 2.5 weeks ago, which might be the longest we've ever gone talking since we started the pod.
Which was October 2018.
Yeah.
And even before then, we were, like, on the radio and stuff, so...
Yeah.
You could say since the start of 2018, we've talked pretty consistently at least once a week. And then we just threw it all out.
It's been difficult. And in your absence, there was mistakes with weird news.
I don't know, is that anyone's fault, the weird news file just like eating itself into the ether?
Like, I understand that, but Friday I think we do have someone to blame, because if anyone has
Connor Martin.
Right, here's the thing, right? Sean is the editor of this show, and I'll give him credit. He's pretty good, right? And he does nothing fucking else. Right, doesn't do anything in terms of putting anything show together. But if any new listeners have listened to Darth Revan's episode of Hero Zero, Sean was away at a wedding and left it to me to kind of hold the fort together. I said, don't worry, I'll be able to figure this whole thing out.
I handed over the reins. Yeah. And
you know what's worse is it's a really good episode, and Connor was really good doing the report.
Connor
on Darth
knows
Revan.
A lot about Darth Revan.
so much, and I let him down, and I let you down.
I'm not. Not meaning to like step on your toes or anything. I do have the raw files. I might see what I can do.
And you know what? I'm like, yeah, cool. Somehow, the more I edited it, the worse it got. And eventually, I was just like, look, it just sounds like we're in a phone box. It's fine, right? I can't do anything.
It's part of the bit now. It's part of the bit that Hero Zero takes place canonically in a phone booth.
So like all I'm saying is you changed. Left. You left, yeah. And everything went to shit.
That's true. So, look, I left to go to the wedding of one of our patrons, Roisin. We're friends outside of this. I don't just... Actually, if you're a patron and you want me to come to your wedding...
He'll actually go.
I'll actually... Waffles, I want to go to New Zealand.
That's just for the holiday.
I just fancy a trip.
Waffles, don't even know if you're with someone, if you're not with someone. Propose now. No matter who it is. Next person you see on the street.
Just, no, actually, probably, I don't know what COVID's like at the minute, so it's fine. We'll leave all that go. But look, I'm back now.
Yes.
We're going to fix everything. We're going to have a nice chill show. Yeah. And we've, I think, some bits of news. One topic that was legitimately requested that we talk about.
Mm.
And then we can also just shoot the shit. And here's, see how
and
each other
I think
going.
This episode is going to be a little bit different, and solely for the reason that Spider-Man's coming up, Matrix is coming up. There's very actual, in terms of like big movie news, there was only a few news pieces this week, and because we were away, and like I was in London the previous week, so we were kind of just like, let's just shoot the shit for a little bit, maybe have a chat. So it might be a bit of a more laid back episode this week. Next week we can get back to story, if everyone likes that or prefers that.
I think we are in a bit of a lull at the minute because we're just waiting for all of the massive shit to drop. And then we'll talk about that.
And like, we had Dune and Eternals, and then this is, like, just a tiny little bit before we get back to Spider-Man.
Now it's like, I guess we could talk about Hawkeye, but, like, does anyone want us to do that?
That's exactly me. Because we did reviews on our Patreon of all the other Disney Plus series, and Hawkeye came out, and I was just like,
I don't have it in me. Like,
I mean, I can watch you.
But Jeremy Renner is not the selling point of that show to me.
No.
It's Kate Bishop. That's a new, interesting character.
Yeah.
Who's going to be a better Hawkeye by all accounts.
So if people want us to review Hawkeye, we will. But be warned that I approached it with, well, I guess.
Yeah, like I'll watch it, surely.
It's on.
The thing about it is that like, it's the one Disney Plus show that I'm just it has a really good comic that it's based on, and it's all about Hawkeye like coming to terms with his own mortality, basically. But they're not going to touch on any of that in this, so I'm like, I'll just read the comic again.
I just hope they promote the Jeremy Renner app. That's all I want.
I thought it got taken down.
They ruined the app. That's the problem. I thought it was a holy place up until that point. It was a sacred ground. We could all love Jeremy in peace. And then trolls came along, Sean.
And then he bow and arrowed them to death. Or he Jason Bourne them to death.
I think you bought emojis or some shit. I'm not quite sure.
I think
sure.
You had, like, it was like Fortnite. Like, you had Jeremy Renner books. And then you could spend those to send messages to Jeremy Renner, I guess.
Whenever I hear of something books, I always think of the episode of The Simpsons with Itchy and Scratchy money. And it's like every shop is like, we do not accept Itchy and Scratchy money.
I actually, on that, it was Arla's birthday recently and I got her a Bort license plate.
Oh, good. Are you talking to me or my son?
No, my son is also named Bort.
Oh man. So, I mean, I think we should start off maybe with the story that everyone was kind of hounding us about. And this is going to be, as I said, this is going to be a heavy news week, Sean. You know that, right? This is it.
Oh yeah. Right? The top of the barrel that
this
we're scraping this time.
And this story is a rumour. And it's only funny to the specific people who listen to this show.
Specifically who listen to our Eternals review.
Because the rumour is that Barry Keoghan, who plays Druig...
Specimen of a man.
An all-round, I think the word is legend. Ledge Bag has been thrown around.
Ledge Bag. Absolute Lad.
Absolute Chad. Class.
Absolute class.
So Barry Keoghan, everyone's favourite druid from Eternals, a man who has an Irish accent in a big movie. What can you do? That's all we want. The rumour is that he could be secretly playing an iconic villain in The Batman, Sean.
Oh, and we do know he is cast in The Batman.
Yeah, and so originally he was down to be playing a detective named Stanley Merkel, who is a police officer in the Gotham City Police Department. And he was going to be working with Jim Gordon in the series.
But right.
Now, oh my God, now it's going to get interesting, Sean, because this is, never have I seen a story more like one circle and another circle and then the Venn diagram meets in the middle, because Barry Keoghan is said to be rumoured to be playing the Joker in The Batman.
Which, I thought when they announced another Joker actor, I'd be sick of it, but maybe it's the bit that we have,
This might be the one person in the whole world that they've said is playing the Joker. We'd be like, fair enough.
Ah, fucking get it, Barry, you fucking legend.
Like, think about anybody. Think of any actor in the world. We'd be like, it's too early for the Joker. Like, I don't want to see the Joker anymore. It's been done to death. But Barry, yeah. Barry could have this.
But the thing is, and like, think of this outside of what we've seen in Eternals. I don't know if you've seen the movie. It's The Green Knight. Came out this year, I think. But Barry Keoghan is in that. He just plays like this, like, kind of odd, like, farmer dude who goes around collecting stuff from dead bodies on battlefields. And he's like, he seems like just a simple, charming dude. And then there's a moment and he turns. And without seeing it, it's hard to explain, but he's genuinely intimidating without being this big, muscle-bound hulk of a dude, you know?
It's all in the eyes. You're just like, shit.
He has crazy eyes.
Yeah, the crazy eyes cannot be underestimated on any actor. If you've got crazy eyes and you're in a scene and there's always the switch, you're like, oh shit, anything could happen here.
Yeah, the Cillian Murphy, quite good at it.
It's just Irish people, apparently.
Just Irish people. Graham Norton. Donald Gleeson.
Graham's a killer.
Oh, and you're on that couch and he gives you the look. Oh, you're running home. Do you like the fact that... Because Barry Keoghan is a bit younger than Robert Pattinson, isn't he?
I wouldn't say that much. Maybe like 5 years younger, something like that. Maybe Barry Keoghan's like 29.
And Robert Pattinson, he must be 35.
I think Pattinson's 35.
Yeah, so Barry Keoghan... Yeah, Keoghan 29.
Oh, am I bang on?
Or Pats. We'll see. We'll see. Robert Pattinson, 56. No, he's 35.
Yes! What a specific dumb thing to know.
So, are Batman and the Joker usually, like, around the same age?
I mean, with the Joker, it's hard to tell. It's normally indistinct of what age he is. I mean, there have been comics where he's immortal. We're not going to get into them, mostly.
Oh, right, okay.
I mean, I wouldn't say Nicholson-Keaton levels of age difference. I would only say, like, maybe, like, 42 to 35, so around the same.
Same gap, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a Batman origin. Is it a Joker origin as well? That we're
I want the Joker origin now with just Barry, and they call it Joker.
And you'll be like, God, I love the movie Joker. No, not that one.
No, they call it The Joker. Yes!
They would, wouldn't they? Like, DC would definitely do that.
Oh, yeah.
Making a movie.
I mean, they've already done The Suicide Squad. Let's do it again. Let's just keep putting The in front of things.
The Wonder Woman. 1984.
Oh, no, not the bad one. Put me in the good one. No, I like the... I mean, here's the thing. I don't want to see the Joker ever. Like, for another 20 years, right? Just fuck off with the Joker.
You're the biggest Batman fan I know.
I know, but they've
sick
done
of the Joker.
They've done like 5 of them in the last like 20 years. Just stop. Just do a different villain. There's so many good ones that you can just do. It's just because they can cash in on the Joker. But like, then you have to go through the whole rigmarole. Is this the real Joker? Like, is this actor good enough? Oh no, we got to go through
what
the Heath Ledger effect.
For Jared Leto?
Exactly. What's if I have to hear that again? But yeah, then you have to hear the interview where Jared's like, "I'm still coming back," and it's like four Jokers later.
I'm really eager to see what I can do with the
Where's
character.
Where's the air cut?
It's no, don't start this. The thing is, I think Barry Keoghan would just be, he would just act like, he wouldn't be a lunatic on set like Jared Leto.
Oh yeah, oh no, I'm like, now we don't want to put words, but I'm assuming Barry is a very nice man, a very nice young man.
He comes across very well in interviews, I think.
We're just so biased. I think we're his dads.
I think, no, we're just like his friends that want good things for him, you know? It's like, yeah. Barry, you know, Baz.
Baza. Baza, you can do this. You know you can. You could be the Joker.
I feel like, oh man, if we had known Barry when we started this show,
yeah,
we definitely could have got him on for a few episodes.
Oh, when he was, yeah, but now we're turtles, we've no hope. But back
no
in the
hope
day,
at all.
Like, we could have literally just driven to Dublin. Just like, here, Barry, get in the car.
We could have shouted out the window, Barry, get in. And he would have been like, all right.
Yeah, fair enough.
What do you want, lads?
Sweets. We have sweets in the back.
Barry, here, come here, boy.
But yeah, look, Barry Keoghan playing the Joker puts me in this difficult position, because as I said, I don't want to see the Joker. I want to maybe do a smart Bane story, maybe do Mr. Freeze without Arnie, maybe do Clayface, Hugo Strange, somebody interesting and cool and someone they haven't done before. But also, Barry's pretty good and he could do a Joker.
I think if anyone could do a Joker, if anyone could be an actor, I think it's Barry Keoghan.
Anyone could be an actor and maybe a deity. Maybe some sort of god.
Yeah,
it's Barry Keoghan.
If anyone could be the second coming of Christ, I think, and hear me out here, it's Barry Keoghan.
I think he's the patron saint of the show now.
I think he is now.
But only because he talked in a Dublin accent in a Marvel movie. But look, I think this... I don't like the idea of Pattinson's trilogy even having a Joker. I mean, even if they just reference a Joker, I don't want that the Riddler's movie one, and then to do the Dark Knight trilogy thing where Joker's in movie two, or movie three. I just want, like, do three other villains, and maybe just people just reference there's a fucking crazy Joker guy going around.
Yeah, because, like, it's a harder sell, I think. In the Pattinson universe, from what we've seen, like, because Penguin is just a gangster, Riddler is just a serial killer, it looks like. So to have this fucking lunatic clown on the loose, it's a big jump, I think, for that universe to make out of the gate. But a man does dress as a bat, so what do I know?
Yeah, I suppose it would take 2 years for the Joker to get set up, because if he just starred, like, that Pattinson Batman would break all of his bones and kill him. Probably.
That's very true. Yeah. Yeah. What if Joker in this movie is like on life support because he was the first criminal that Batman encountered and he just demolished him?
Like, didn't leave anything unbroken.
No, like, he's in an old-school iron lung kind of situation, and that's how he manages his criminal empire.
He even broke his ears. There isn't even really that big bones in his ears.
You can't break eyelids, they said.
He kept punching his eardrum until it burst. You won't be hearing again, lad.
And, like, the Joker smile is, like, that's how he has to breathe. Because
why
he, like,
did he take his eyelashes? Doesn't make any sense. That's just sick.
Why did he do a Casino Royale style torture on him?
Just cause. And it's like the guy, this Joker thing, just tried to, like, steal someone's purse. And yeah. It's just been ruined.
And then it's like, then Joaquin Phoenix comes in to, like, cheer him up. And it's the start of Joker, where the gun falls out of his pocket.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Oh,
same universe.
Connected. Joaquin Phoenix against Robert Pattinson. Book it. What a fight. I can't wait.
Actually, that movie's it looks pretty good, so I'm looking forward to seeing that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of...
Go on.
Sorry. No, I was just going to say, in terms of the obsession with Barry Keoghan, I feel it's only going to grow, is the issue with
as
this.
As he gets more famous, yeah.
He's Hollywood. He's the next Chris Pratt of Hollywood.
I was going to say Tom Cruise.
Oh, you would do that to the man?
I would say that possibly... I don't mean possibly. I think definite bigger star than Tom Cruise. People are saying the new Tom Cruise is what they're saying.
So you think... Okay, so we need... Okay, so if we start some kind of religion, we could lead Barry astray and then he works for us now.
But he's our religion. It's a weird oxymoron.
It's a very circular...
Yeah. I think Barry is moving on up in the world. Although do you believe the rumor is my question, or is it just
I think it's just because in my brief time as head researcher for Movie Mondays, I was looking through some movie news, and a lot of it is just this fan photoshopped something on Reddit, and isn't this cool?
Yeah. I think it goes into the category of probably won't happen, but if it does, we'll definitely freak out, but we might be the only ones.
Absolutely, but I would also like to see, just an Irish detective in Gotham. Like, that's also... That would also be fine to see Barry do that.
Everybody, with just Irish actors.
Yeah, make Batman Irish, is what I say.
Asher, break your bones, I will, sure. Asher, go on.
Sure, I am vengeance, aren't I?
I don't want to trouble you now, lads. I don't want to trouble you, but give me your fucking legs, because they're going to
give me your legs.
So here's my question, Sean. As it is a bit of a different weird news, or weird news, movie news, would you like me to move on to our next bit of movie news, Movie Mondays news, or do you have a question from a Q&A or something that you want to do? Because I know you were looking things up going, I want to ask you questions about something.
I was going to fire in a lot of questions. And the thing is that I Googled Q&As. And then the first suggestion was Q&A juicy. So,
and you turned into paparazzi.
I think so. I think I'm trying to get some clout right now.
Should we call this something like Sean's Q Corner or something?
I don't think I want my own corner.
Sean's Q Wall?
A QQ. Like, we're all lining up to answer some questions.
Okay. So this is a mixture of like a Q&A and a Movie Monday simultaneously.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. Let me just... These are all... For juicy questions, these are all really fucking tame.
What were you expecting?
Pure filth, Connor.
Why are you going to ask me those questions?
I don't know. I missed you, you know?
I think we can all agree that this is fucking strange, but go on.
It's weird news, all right. This is actually a good one. I think you'll have a funny answer. Who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh, Barry Keoghan.
It's a recent discovery.
My first celebrity crush. This is juicy. This is all together.
The list didn't lie, Connor.
I can't fucking remember. Is there an obvious one?
Who's the witch in Power Rangers? Because it was probably her for you.
No, the Pink Ranger in Power Rangers.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's everybody's who watched that show.
No, mine was Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
How are you going to set me up and do an anime in one then? Now I look creepy.
I do. No, which was the creepy one in that?
Yeah, actually, to be fair, yours was drawn.
Mine was hand-drawn.
By like an old white man.
Oh, he was definitely an old white man.
Oh, yes.
these fucking... Question 14 is, if you love snakes, which one is your favourite?
If you love grenades, which one's your favourite, lads? Which one do you like? Do you like the blowy up?
If you're into poison in a big way, what tastes the best?
Arsenic. Yeah. Hey, if I'm into snakes, what happens if I answer no to the first part of the question?
Then you have to justify it in some kind of two-page essay.
I'd recommend
answering yes.
I answer yes. And what's my favourite type of snake? The one that fucks off and leaves me alone is probably my favourite one.
The adder, correct. Do you have children? How many? How are these juicy?
How is the question, do you have children? How many juicy?
Number 25 is, would you like to keep a snake?
Did a snake write this?
It must. Oh yeah, there's a lot of S's in this, actually. Snake.
The snake just typing away, like, if you wanted a snake, would you adopt a snake? If there was a snake in your area, would you take it in?
The snake is really nice, I promise. And
what if lots
really
of people told
friend.
You this snake was really nice? What would you do then?
Not to incriminate you, did you ever steal anything, and what was it?
I have, well, technically not stolen, but I remember when I was like 6, I don't know if I told this on the show, but we went like Christmas shopping, and there was like a Santa ornament, but it wasn't like, you couldn't buy it, it was just like the store's decorations, and I was just walking through the store, behind the mother, and
of course.
I just pick up this, like, it's a tiny little Santa, like, statue. Probably like less
effigy.
It was a few inches tall, and so I was like, right, and I was like, I like the look of that. Stuck it in the pocket, right?
Of course, yeah, those baby pockets that
had
fit
the baby
everything
pockets,
in there.
Everything fits in there, right? It's the other one was full of jam, right? But so then, I then leave the store. We go home, right? I think we drove, I don't know, like half an hour to the big shopping center. We drive home, and I show it to my mom. And she freaks the fuck out because she thinks like it's something that you could buy in the store. And I've like snuck through the fucking detectors with this yoke.
You Mission Impossible'd your way out.
Yeah, I like flipped over them so they wouldn't set off all the sensors. And she was like fully like, you're going to jail. Like, the police are going to find you and you're going to go to jail. And I was like,
I
don't think so.
You left home and never looked back.
And so I got a little rucksack, put it on the end of a stick. And I said, I'll talk to you later, mother. I'm going on a life of crime.
I'm going to go float down the creek on this barge made of trees.
Funny enough, I don't think the store cared, and the police never showed up, to be honest.
Well, they're still looking for you to this day, I would
imagine. To this day, for that one weird Santa's like decoration.
We got him, boys.
This was all a setup. For 3 years.
It's been a sting. You told a story before, but we missed it the last time.
I don't know if you're listening.
And I suppose just before we get back to news, this is actually a genuinely interesting question to me.
What's a snake?
If you were to move to another...
Go on.
What's your favourite part of the zoo? If you were to move to another country, what would it be?
To another country?
Yeah.
I like Scotland. Scotland would be cool.
Scotland would be cool.
I mean, I mean, New Zealand would also be cool. I wouldn't go near Australia.
Play to the crowd.
Apologies to the Australian patrons, but I'm not looking for debt. I don't need that in my life.
He doesn't like snakes, as we've well learned.
As we've learned.
Still a bit pissed off about that.
I don't want like a spider that's like less than a few centimetres wide to have enough venom to take me out and like hide in my shoe. I'm not about that. Ireland has nothing that could take you out.
There's very little things in Ireland that'll kill you, except for the drink. But sure, look, isn't that great crack at the end of the
Which
day?
Which is not a bit of fun, though.
Scotland is good, though. I like, because it's like Ireland, but like with, you know, infrastructure.
Actually, coming back from London, first thing I told him was, Jez, Dublin's a bit shite.
Jez, fuck Dublin, lads. It's like, go on the tube once, and then just like, come to Dublin, and it's like, this is the worst.
And you know what, the most amazing thing, right, this is just us ragging on Dublin, but are we the only airport in the whole of Europe that doesn't have a fucking
train station
into the city centre?
Wouldn't that be so handy?
We landed in Gatwick, and there's a train into the city centre, and
Gatwick
you get
Express,
on,
man.
And get the tube, and you go wherever you want. But in Dublin, you land in the airport, buses. You have to get a bus somewhere. Yeah.
You have to get, if you like, you have to get a, if you want to go from like Dublin to Cork and not ride a bus for 4 hours, you have to get a bus from the airport to the train station and then get a 3 hour train because there's one rail company and they run every 2 hours. And also, another great thing about the tube, all right,
go on.
You don't have to buy tickets, you can just tap your card,
tap,
go right through,
tap it away,
tap your phone, fucking, yeah. Lad, like. That's not new technology, like.
Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, though, we do have some good hotels, like.
Oh, if there's one thing Dublin City needs, more hotels.
Here's a juicy answer for yourself.
Juicy.
Tourism, right? If you're coming to Ireland, I wouldn't go near Dublin. I'd spend a day in it, max. I'd go Galway, Cork. Go to Waterford.
Oh, give me Galway any day of the week.
Go up to Belfast. Go all over the island. Go to all the small little villages and all anywhere on the west. Is all absolutely gorgeous.
Kerry. Go to Kerry for a little while. That's going to be
fucking amazing. I mean, you'll be blown away. It's always raining and it's always windy, but it's lovely.
Yes, but there's a Lord of the Rings bar called the Shire in there, and It's Lord of the Rings themed. It's great fun, everyone. I would not spend any amount of... If you were a tourist here for, like, a week, please don't spend 4 days of that in Dublin and then go around. Cause,
also, between yourselves and ourselves, as we're on the tourism board right now, just for anyone coming to Ireland during the pandemic...
Oh, boys.
you probably get way cheaper hotels somewhere else, lads. I'm just letting you know. You know yourselves.
You will pay a premium.
Getting a hotel in London, probably a lot dearer, a lot more expensive than getting a hotel maybe in Manchester, Liverpool, slightly smaller areas. They're obviously going to rack up the prices in the massive city. Same with Dublin. Go to Cork, go west, you'll get some lovely spots. Lovely spots for
lovely spots.
Lovely spots.
Go in the summertime, you'll have mild weather.
You'll have a one day of sun.
Oh, if you're lucky.
If you're real lucky. Do you want to move on to our next piece of news, Sean? Or do you have a question?
Yeah, I would just like to clarify that, like, I do encourage people to come to Ireland and do whatever takes your fancy. But please don't judge all of Ireland by Dublin. Yeah, just giving you tips. Also, we don't really have a tipping culture here either.
You don't have to tip, because we just pay people.
You don't have to tip. We just pay people like a wage, like a living wage. Tip if you want. If you really enjoyed the service, by all means, tip. But you don't fucking have to.
I'd be a big fan of that now. If the person serving is lovely, slip a fiver. That's grand.
I don't carry cash anymore. But like, if I'm paying by card, I'll often be like, oh, what's it come to? Oh, it's 45 quid. Can't throw it up to 50 there.
I have a story for landing in London. Is we landed in Gatwick and we had to get a taxi to go get a COVID test. Because you have to get a test when you land. Right. As part of the boarding pass, I don't know what it is. But we landed, we had to get a taxi to a hotel, like 10 minutes out the road. Cost us £20 from the airport to the hotel.
Jesus Christ.
It was a 7 minute drive, Sean.
Was it a black cab?
It was a cab, no, from the airport. It was the airport taxis.
They organised it.
So they obviously see you coming, and they're just like, yeah, alright, we can just charge whatever we want. So,
that's ridiculous. That's nearly €30.
So we get there. And it's just like, okay, fine. So we got the test done, all negative, no worries. But then we have to get back to the fucking airport because we're getting the train into the city centre. And we're like, we're not calling the taxi, fuck that. We got an Uber. Your man made us pay £6 on the way back in for the same drive, right?
That's disgusting.
We were already heartbroken. But the guy on the way back in, the loveliest man in the whole world, he was literally chatting away to us the whole time. And he was like... We were going to go back to the wrong terminal. So we were going to the north terminal in Gatwick.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh no, the south terminal has the train station. So what I'll do is I'll actually skip that. I'll drive you to the south terminal, which isn't where you put in, but we'll go to there. And then he was like, there's a train that goes at 9. So I'm going to put you right to the door, go up the escalator, go to your right. The tickets are there. Get the train at 9.
You
get in, and he's like, get into Victoria. Then take that off and get to the tube. And we were like, this man is a fucking legend. The whole, like... who we have found the nicest man in London at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and he was playing Christmas music at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Of course he was. Of course he was. I think that was Santa. I think you encountered Santa just then.
Take it by your fin. And so when we got off, first thing you do, Uber app, £10 tip, because he helped us 10 times more than the other lad.
And it still costs you less overall than still 16. What the other fucker did. Like, you'd pay that. You'd pay that, Connor.
That's just a small story of a nice man I met in London.
I have two more things about Gatwick. Number one, the Jamie Oliver restaurant can fuck off.
Oh, fuck the right off.
Oh, like, they want £12 for avocado on toast, Connor.
I'm a millennial. Pounds. How do you think I'm going to pay for this?
How many houses is this going to cost me?
They will actually cost you houses if you buy them. Yeah.
And the other one is that, because it's North and South Terminal, so N&S, and we were flying out, and I was like, and we were like, oh, we're in the S Terminal. And my head was like alphabetical. And I was like, that's going to be ages away. We better get there early.
You are dumb.
I'm a tickle. Yeah.
You think from A to Z, they've got 26 terminals. Oh, fuck, we make you go.
And a part of me was like, at least we're not in Z, though. That'd be awful.
So you were in the mindset of gates. You were like, oh, yeah. The gate that's far away, not the terminal. They don't normally move the building.
The terminal's in, like, Wales or something.
I love the idea that there's 26 terminals, and if you land in A, you have to get a shuttle from A to B, then get off that shuttle, get from B to C. It takes, like, 4 hours.
You have to fly between terminals.
But for that, you have to go to the A to Z terminals.
Yeah, it's a terrible system. And then by the end of it, you're so hungry you'll pay anything for avocado on toast.
Oh, man.
That's the end of my Gatwick stories.
Good. So we're going to move on to our next piece of news, Sean. And I didn't really know where to start, but I think we should go with Star Wars. Because Kathleen Kennedy has been in the news again this week. And she had a very interesting thought on the sequel trilogy characters that we've been seeing. So Rey, Poe, Finn...
BB-8,
everyone's favourite.
Hux, General Hux.
General Hux, played by known Irish crazy person, Donald Gleeson.
Dovnal Gleeson.
So Star Wars sequel trilogy characters could return, says Kathleen Kennedy.
Characters could return. Actors definitely will not.
Interesting. So this was all over when I was doing like research for this show of like, she's after saying they're coming back. I think, ladies and gentlemen, what she said was, we'll probably bring them back in animated. At some stage, we'll get them to be voiced by somebody else.
Yeah, we are owned by like a big animation company now, so we'll probably just get someone else to pretend to be those characters. Because like, those actors, like, pretty much instantly burned the bridges after Last Rise of Skywalker came out.
Well, I can pretty much assume that Finn won't be coming back if it's a live action.
No.
Daisy Ridley I think she was also burned because she got a lot of hate for all that shit. You don't really want to go through that again.
Wasn't her fault. The way that those things turned out. It's none of the actors' fault. They didn't write the fucking thing.
I mean, they're just saying the things people wrote for them. But they just
And I think Oscar Isaac is doing too well for himself now.
He's too goddamn handsome. He's too
goddamn handsome. That man will never be out of work. Ever.
No, he's always got something on.
So I don't think they need Star Wars anymore. Granted, it did get them a lot of global recognition. I would say, but like I think that those movies aren't a testament to those actors.
No, and I think this is kind of coming on the backs of, they had a bit of a negative story, and normally what happens is if they have like a bit of a story that might make them look bad, they very quickly follow it up with something that might take the headlines as well. Because we also found out that Patty Jenkins's Rogue Squadron saw its production delayed over reported creative differences, is what they put it down to. So that has been indefinitely delayed, Patty Jenkins' Rogue Squadron.
That's fucked, because that was the one, that was one of the projects that they were working on where it was pitched as, oh, this director has this really clear vision of what she wants for it, yeah, for this to be. Like, they knew this going, because her dad was a fighter pilot, wasn't he? Yeah. And he had all these stories. And so that's what she was bringing into this Star Wars, like this Star Wars fighter pilot series.
I'm like, as she's talking, she's like, and then this happens, and then this, and the guys in the room are just like, and then somehow, and then this happens. Palpatine. No, and then I know we're going to get these returns. Yeah, you've got, somehow he does. You're dead right, Paddy. Well done.
And then they come across this old smuggler, and all of the guys just like sit up in their chairs, and he's got this furry companion.
One of them has a heart attack over excitement.
And he pilots the Millennium. Oh, Eagle.
Aww. We want to go.
And they like, they have a tally mark of disappointments, and there's just like 400 marks on
and
it.
She's like, and then they come across the bad guy, and he's got a bit of a hood, and he's got like a deep voice. And his name is Paul Tatine.
Like, it sounds like, okay, now this is like, you know, inside baseball, early reports, all that kind of thing. Sounds like they've learned nothing based on.
No, I feel other like they're doing so well in TV. I think what's happened here is they put out some real bad movies, right?
Yeah.
I don't even think as in like real bad as in like those movies are shit. I just think it's bad filmmaking to start a trilogy and not know where you're going to go with it. And I just think you should be ashamed if that's what they want to do.
They put out a disappointing trilogy, I think, is what happened.
But it was disappointing because you're like, you've got like all the money. Just hire somebody to be like, let's probably do a start to finish on this trilogy. It'll take 20 minutes. We'll do it over lunch. We'll just find out where we're going.
Just bullet point it. We'll just hash it out together.
Even a few bullet points. And so they have that. And then on the back of that, so they're down. But then Mandalorian comes out. Then they have all that success. Now they've got all these Disney Plus series that are all doing well. They've got the book of Boba Fett coming out. A lot of excitement. Now they're thinking, we're right back, boys. We're back on board.
This all Disney above, gravy train will never stop.
It's never stopping. Never stop, never stopping is what they're singing. and so now they're thinking, we've done it again. We've nailed it, boys. And so maybe they now think we'll bring back the first batch in some sort of animated form, but also we can now just fuck around and see what happens.
Yeah, like, they are very much deviating from the headlines. You're right with that one. But I suppose, like, maybe it's, like, positively, maybe it's a sign that they're investing more into their animation. And they're like, they're going to integrate those stories more into the wider universe. Because, like, what I've always said, the best things of Star Wars happen outside of the 9 movies.
We did find out that about Darth Revan, but when Connor was in that phone box.
It's a shame he had to do that over a 1950s payphone, all right. But, look, the content was there.
Only way I could do it. I said, I'm not doing it any other way.
Connor, you may wait outside. I'll be in here in the warm.
I have this roaring fire.
And you said, and he was like, won't the audio quality be different? No, I'll make it match.
Oh, don't worry, lad. I'm an editing master. Don't worry about that.
But no, like Darth Revan is a perfect example of someone who's really interesting, but gets no play at all in like mainstream Star Wars media.
Do you know what I found out during that report is, and once again, shout out to Connor for doing the report, is that Darth Revan is, if you put Darth Revan and Luke Skywalker beside each other, one of them is bland as shit compared to the other one. And
one of them is a character.
One of them has a very 3D, well-rounded character who has like faults and isn't perfect and has good points and bad points. And I think the most amazing part of the Hero Zero report was like, when he was talking about Darth Revan, that his light side wanted to die, like wanted him to die because he had betrayed the Jedi Order and like he had nothing left to live for, and the dark side wanted to keep him alive to destroy the dark side of the Force. And so the dark side in him is working to fight the dark side. It's fucked. But
it's still hatred. It's fucked. It's like, I love Darth Revan so much.
But somehow Palpatine returns, though. What about that?
Wouldn't that be a more compelling villain?
Fuck the idea of inner turmoil. Somehow he's just fine.
Also, there's a big church planet with loads of Snokes in the basement. And all of the ships are there. And they all show up at once. But they didn't have a map. And there's one tower that controls all of the ships.
Wait, there's one source of power that we can destroy once? That'll destroy the rest of them?
But oh, it's a very small shot, Connor.
I mean, the only thing they needed to complete the Marvel Star Wars trifecta is the portal in the sky. Like, you just needed a portal. You needed a big portal.
Well, they did have the blue lightning shooting up at the end.
They did! Oh, they went nearly there. Nearly there.
Oh, that was your one mistake, Kathleen. She's actually legitimately a really good producer. Like, she's produced some very good stuff.
Oh, no, yeah, I think she gets a lot of shit. And, like, yeah, she signed a new contract. Yeah, I think she signed a new contract and people are like, oh, she's fucking shit. And there's a lot of sexist comments as well. But mostly, I think, it's probably, she's the face, as you said. She's the one that gets all the flack, but there's a lot of people working on these things.
There's a big old boardroom full of people back there who
You think Disney are like, here, Kathleen, do all that yourself. We're just going to leave you look after that there now.
That's your bit. Kevin can have Marvel.
So, Sean, I asked the question. Do you want more juicy Q&A questions? Or another news story?
Let me just see if I can get one.
You get three questions in a Q&A.
Okay, I'm on this then. These are not juicy at all, first of all.
What about snakes?
Not in this round. Okay. Not in this round, Connor.
Okay. Who
would you like to play you in a film?
Who could play me? Who's the guy that played Gollum?
Andy Serkis. Animation. he's Alfred now.
who looks like me? Cillian Murphy on a bad day.
I could see a Cillian Murphy as a you. Yeah. Could also see who's your man? He was in The Hills Have Eyes. that's me being mean. You've not seen The Hills Have Eyes, have you?
You mean the monster?
The monster in The Hills Have Eyes.
I was like, what actors are in there?
See what he's doing.
Who's playing you then?
Danny from the Coronas.
What a quick answer, but no.
I don't know. Probably like a who's a nerd.
A Skarsgård.
Could I be a Bill Skarsgård? Who I'd want to play me is Donald Gleeson. Actually,
he
dyes
black.
His hair brown.
Blackbeard.
Blackbeard. Black hair, glasses.
I think Johnny Depp would do great as you now.
Oh, do you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Connor.
Do you know who I'd want to play me? Jared Leto. Who?
Oh, because interesting.
On set, he'd just have to be normal. Because I've never sent any dead rats to anybody.
And that's when Jared snaps. Is when he has to be like just full on, just a regular man.
I've never sent dead rats or used condoms to any human being on the planet, and he just gets on set like, "Oh, what am I going to do now?"
I could see you as like. There's also I forget his name, but he's in. Do you know that show You on Netflix?
Yeah,
he looks a bit like you.
Oh my god, I think that's a compliment. I think he's a bit of a. I think people are into him.
Oh, what are they
now? Is it Penn Badgley? Is that his name?
It's Penn Badgley. It's the man who sounds like he was looking at a policeman and tried to make up a name.
That's a serious compliment. I'm going to take that and run because you said The Hills Have Eyes. So there's a bit of a difference.
I could see a Penn Badgley as you.
Okay. I could see a Leonardo DiCaprio as you.
Oh, thanks very much. Connor, you're too kind.
No, your next question. We're talking Shaiko.
Oh, fuck. What is... what is one guilty pleasure you enjoy too much to give up, Connor? Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, have to be the cocaine heroin mix.
Oh, he mixes
ultimately,
it.
Ultimately neutralising.
An upper and a downer, ladies and gentlemen.
I just feel fine, but I don't want to give them up. I mean, a guilty pleasure that I don't want to ever... I mean, what's it technically... I don't feel guilt.
I don't think you feel
things.
Guilt. Yeah, I don't think you feel guilt at all. Like, you just like what you like, and that's fine.
But I don't do anything that, like, is secretly bad. I'm just like, sometimes I watch TV. I like watching YouTube sometimes.
Sometimes I'll just kick a child. That's,
yeah, that's not a guilty pleasure. I'm proud of that.
Barry Keoghan hit a child in the back of the head in Eternals.
He did.
If Barry can do it.
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Not really, honestly.
I think we're very boring.
I think we don't do much. Yeah. I eat probably too many like cakes, but fucking I love cakes, so what can you do? And last one, Connor. Do you have any piercings/tattoos?
Oh, see, now what you've done here, right, and not a lot of people are going to know this, is you've asked this question knowing there's going to be a boomerang coming back to you. Because
No, because I have a bit of a second lead ball to throw your way, Connor.
Oh no. You know the answer is no, that I do not.
Let me follow up.
I do.
Would you ever get one?
No, I'm cool. How many tattoos do you have, Sean?
I have two.
Two at the minute, yeah. You've got the big one on the arm and the other one on the other arm, right?
I have one. I have one of axes on my left arm, and it's small. And then I have one of a ship in a bottle in a storm on my right arm, and it's big.
I just bit
my fucking tongue, by the way.
I just don't think I'm brave enough to get one. I'm just a coward. I'm just like, it'll be fine. I'll find something I care about enough to get one.
The Heroes for Hire logo
imprinted on my face.
what's your man's name? Post Malone? Is he still in the news?
What I want to do, I'm going to shave my head, pin magically beautiful hair. I'm going to shave.
No, the moneymaker!
And then I'm going to tattoo the Heroes for Hire logo on the bald spot like a spider web, but it's the Heroes for Hire logo. Colour that fucking in green, by.
And then when it grows back, it's just hidden forever, but you'll know it's there.
But I'll go bald eventually, and so it'll come out in parts, like.
just fucking Google Earth looking at you for years, being like, what? What's that?
What's the secret message? What's he trying to hide? I can't even tell.
60 years in the future, it's like, oh, it's a podcast that's still going somehow.
Somehow. So we're finishing off Movie Mondays this week, Sean, with our final piece of movie news. I mean, it's been a very laid back week. I wonder if people like this. They might not.
They very well might not, Connor.
But here's the thing: we can always go back because next week we'll probably have loads of news.
That's it. What some podcasts will do is that they'll make incremental changes over the course of a year, so that no one really notices things have changed. Yeah. What we tend to do is change everything at once, like good scientists would do. And so then, we never know what's working.
And then the dislikes rise and we go, well, we'll go back to what was working. Don't want to rock the boat too much.
Gotta please those online audiences.
We get so much hate. Actually, no, everyone's so nice to us.
And we genuinely don't get that much hate.
Never, really. And it's real cool. So we're finishing off with a bit of Spider-Man news, Sean. And it's nothing to do with Andrew Garfield. And it's nothing to do with Tom McGuire.
I'm so done with all of that, by the way.
And it's nothing to do with Doctor Strange. And it's nothing to do with any of that stuff. It is to do with Mr. Timothy Netherlands.
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. Because Spider-Man producer has revealed that they are planning a new trilogy with Tom Holland in tow. So a lot of people know that his contract is running out. Tom Holland has said that he doesn't really want to play Spider-Man for his whole life, which I can completely understand.
Spider-Man doesn't want to be Spider-Man for his whole life. That's how it works.
Yeah. And I think once you get to like 30, I don't think his like kid charm could work anymore.
No. I think he gave an interview recently and he was like, if I'm still Spider-Man when I'm like 35, I've done something wrong.
Yeah, and I think that's true. I think that's like a logical statement because you get the next person in who more than likely should be Miles Morales. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, but like, I think that is probably what they'll build up to. But I don't want them to just like throw Miles Morales in the end credit scene of Far From Home and that be it, you know? So because I think
where this news came from was they were talking to Amy Pascal, who works with Sony, and she said, this is not the last movie we're going to make with Marvel. This is not the last Spider-Man movie. We're getting ready to make the next Spider-Man movie with Tom Holland and Marvel. We're thinking of this as three films, which is the Doctor Strange, Spider-Man at the minute, No Way Home and all that. And what's the third one? Ant-Man? What's the end of that trilogy?
Of Multiverse... Quantumania, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And so we're thinking this is three films. That's fair enough. And now we're going to go on to the next three. This is not the last of our MCU movies. So within that, she has basically said they have another trilogy planned. What could be cool? And I'm just going to throw this idea out there. Tom Holland doesn't want to be Spider-Man forever. Understandable altogether. Even though we love him as Spider-Man, we also know the poor man maybe wants a break. Maybe he wants to do other shit.
Yeah, also all of that like flipping around can't be good for you as like a 35-year-old. It's probably not great for him as a 25-year-old at the minute.
No, he's doing unspeakable damage. He's going to be in lots of pain. As a man who's not 25.
I wanna sit Tom Holland down next to Brendan Fraser and just be like, listen.
Look at him. We love Brendan because he gave it his all. But you don't need to do that to yourself.
Yeah, and so, sorry, I cut across you. What could be interesting.
So it could be interesting. You have this trilogy. Tom Holland is in, he's out. Okay? The next trilogy, I'm going to throw this out there, he takes on an Iron Man, Tony Stark role to a Miles Morales.
Very interesting.
And so that would relieve the pressure on Tom Holland that maybe... See, the problem is you'd have to figure out a way to have him retire or that he's not Spider-Man anymore. Maybe he does get too old. I don't understand how you would go about it. But the idea could be you have Miles Morales and he's training him up.
Yeah, and it's very possible. Like, and in the comics, Spider-Man does, at like sometimes at the age of like 40, hang up the mantle. He still has his powers, but he just goes about a regular life, basically. And he knows that, like, Miles Morales and Ben Reilly and all, they're looking after people in the city, and he's done his work. And I think one of people's problems with Homecoming and Far From Home is that, like, he kind of just learns the same lesson again. And it would be nice to see just, no, this Peter Parker, he has done his growth, he is more mature now, he's been through a lot, and now he's ready to pass it along. And then you train up Miles Morales over three films.
And I think that would be a really great, like, continuation of the character, because we, as you said, we've seen him come in and Tony Stark basically gave him everything, and like started him from the ground up, and he's giving back to the next generation. Because he's like, Miles Morales, you're very good. You've come in from this different parallel universe or whatever during all of this shit. And, I mean, this next movie could have a Miles Morales in it. We don't know. Like, they might even have like a moment where there's four Spider-Men fighting all of these people. We're pretty sure there's going to definitely be three. But imagine there's a scene where Miles Morales just shows up as a kid and he's like, hey, I've got spider powers too. And they're like,
just
sit
get
this one out,
all
kid.
The Spider-Men in.
But sit this one out, kid, but also we want to keep an eye on you because meet us after this fight because we want to talk to you.
We have some things to discuss here.
Yeah.
I think also in that trilogy of movies, there is an animated series going on Disney Plus. And I think the first of them is called Spider-Man Freshman Year. This was announced Disney Plus Day. And it's how Tom Holland got how he started as Spider-Man, basically.
I'll be honest with you. I don't like that idea.
I get you.
Mm.
I think... But if you have that as a parallel to the movie where Miles Morales gets his start as Spider-Man, you see where these lessons are coming from.
Yes. I mean, they could do something cool like that. Ultimately, it could also just be a way to see Uncle Ben die again.
That's true. Those pearls fall to... Oh, no, sorry. That's the
one. Wrong one. But we always see both of them consistently all the time.
Yeah. And that was the thing. We haven't seen that in the MCU. So, they're definitely going to
To be honest, that's one of the things I really liked about Homecoming. It just starts. Or Civil War.
Yeah.
Starts. He's Spider-Man. He's been doing it for 6 months. He's still trying to figure it out. And they're like, oh, yeah, since Ben passed away, Aunt May's been real sad, but I'm trying my best.
Yeah, that's it. Because everyone knows. Did they say whether these were done? These are done with Sony, presumably.
Sony has said that they are doing another trilogy of Spider-Man movies
with Marvel.
Okay.
So, I mean, it all depends what happens at the end of this next one, doesn't it? Whether universes are combined.
You think it's going to be Andrew Garfield, don't you?
I think it might be.
It won't be. An even better idea. Tom Holland leaves.
Mm.
Andrew Garfield comes in as the Tony Stark.
Comes in.
And teaches Miles Morales. What's the story?
That would be very interesting. But Peter I also Beef think... Harker. Do you know what's really interesting?
Go on.
Is that with... I think Tobey Maguire's going to die in this movie.
Oh yeah, Tobey Maguire is dead man walking, I think. Maybe bored of him, Tobey definitely.
Tom Holland could see him as, Tom Holland, Spider-Man, could see him as, he's the Spider-Man that got to retire, at the end of everything.
Oh, but I don't think I've ever gotten the impression that this, he's meant to be, 18 in these movies.
Yeah.
You can't be, looking at him going, his retirement plan, though. He's only, 20.
He hasn't even done, the college arc yet.
He has to do the college arc to get to, doing the... He hasn't even become the, he's not a photographer.
No, he's not even at the... Actually, did you see the Daily Bugle is on TikTok now?
Oh, I've seen that. That's excellent, by the way. That's just good marketing.
It's so good. In-universe, they use TikTok.
I mean, to be honest, it's definitely come up with, a middle-aged dude who was in, a boardroom and is like... Why do we get the kids in? TikTok. Yeah. That's what my daughter uses the whole time. Let's get them in.
Oh. What if we did an Instagram reel of this? Oh, you're so close.
Yeah. Is Vine still about? What's the new
one? Can we get a Vine star?
He's like...
What's Logan Paul up to?
He's big. They definitely asked Logan. Is he still around? Because they're always 4 years behind. They're like, is TikTok big? Is that the same as Vine? Don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same there.
We also found news that, just a small thing, that on Spider-Man No Way Home, Sam Raimi and Mark Webb were brought in as consultants on the film. Now,
really?
Sam Raimi could get away with, I'm doing Doctor Strange, so I have to be there. Mark
Multiverse,
Webb.
Multiverse, yeah. Doing Fantastic Four.
Sorry, who? Mark Webb?
Mark Webb is doing Fantastic Four.
He is.
I think I'm right with that.
Actually,
yeah.
That's their get-out clause. Yeah, guys, we did the past Spider-Man, but we're doing the future.
Did they announce a Fantastic Four movie as a cover-up?
For this. For this one news story. a week before release.
It's all been worth it, boys. But we figured it out, Connor.
We've kept the secret quiet. For as nobody knows, Andrew Garfield and Tom McGuire are in this one.
Oh, it's. I really wish this had been a secret because I'm so exhausted by the movie already.
Yeah, it's very strange because I'm looking forward to it and the trailer looks excellent, but I haven't even given it any thought because I'm just like, if I think about it, it'll lower my hype. I want to go in there just full on, let's go.
Yeah, I want to be excited. I want to have fun. I want to take notes and talk about it afterwards.
Oh, very good. Sean, I think we could probably end it there for this week's Movie Mondays.
I think so. We covered a bit. We got back in the rhythm of things, I think. It's nice to be back. I suppose, would you like me to take us out, Connor?
I would. I'm excited about weird news this week because last week didn't. I'm ready to go at it even harder, and I'm also excited that you were editing, so I don't need to worry about anything ever again.
No, it'll be grand, Connor. I plugged out all of the USB hard drives mid spin. It's great.
Oh no.
So yes. Thank you everyone for listening to this episode of Movie Mondays. We will be back Wednesday with Weird News Wednesday, Friday with Hero or Zero, and next Monday with another episode of Movie Mondays. Big thanks goes out to all of our patrons over on Patreon. Of course, we have to shout out, I saw Waffles kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. Oh,
it's a good one.
It's a good one. It's my favourite carol. I sing it every year at church. Ho, 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 Merry Wafflemas, by the way. Thank you also to Kira Lawler, David Clark, Ed Ball, Joe Burney, Roisin, the wife, Hallie. Excellent, lovely wedding, by the way. Thank you so much for the invite.
Thanks for it. Lovely ceremony. I cried.
Yeah, lovely ceremony.
I wasn't there. I
did cry a little bit. I teared up. It was beautiful. I'm in it for the romance, Connor.
Bit of a
little cree-cree for myself. No one was looking at me. I was in the corner. Baby, don't hurt me. Thank you also to Ryan, Right Time Evanson, Sean, Grow Your Mo for a Bro Jameson, Dominic, Josiah, Florida Gal Green, Anna, Team Irish Walrus, Jan Roos, Lil Dicky, At That Moment of Introductions, Jason Voorhees, Bust Through the Cabin Door McGrew. We might be dead in this story, Connor.
Oh, no.
Unless we become friends with Jason, but who can tell?
I would.
I wouldn't. I don't like murder. Thank you also.
Get on your side, though. Like the old school tactic. Go to the biggest lad, become his friend. You're set.
Become his best friend. Stab him in the neck with a pen. Yeah.
I'm the champion now, you sout.
I am the captain of this school. Thanks also to Danny McLaughlin, Ray, I can't believe Wanda did this, Sammy DeLucia, Michelle, good luck, Julie, in your volleyball finals, Brown. Spike that volleyball is what my advice is.
I don't mean this lightly, but fuck them up. Fuck those bitches up.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Connor with the... He's a sporting man, what can I say? But sometimes...
I get hyped about sports.
Me too, buddy. And I am eternally grateful for this podcast. See what I did there? Luke Hoth.
I did.
He called us a podcast. So thank you everyone for the continued support. Really do appreciate it. Head on over to Patreon if you want to support us there. It's also a Spreadshirt store link below. Twitter at Heroes for Hire Pod. The 4 is a number 4. Facebook is Detective Divilment's Discussion Group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast. But the best way you can ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just a one, please.
And I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So I have been Connor Lawler.
I have been Sean Meehan.
We shall see y'all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.